Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Seidelman. And who let her in?
Well, she's late. So, screw it. Anyways, how was your week?
Busy. I took in a grand opening event yesterday in Louisville, Kentucky.
Victoria's Custom Shop, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Black Widow Customs had their grand opening yesterday, and we had an enormous turnout. We had over 400 fans show up for autographs and pictures with WWE superstars. We also had several guests from Ohio Valley Wrestling come by. Al Snow and OVW announcer Dean Hill came through with their custom motorcycles. We also had an autograph table with Lena Yada, Jesse and Festus, JTG, Victoria, of course. She brought along Melina Perez, Jillian Hall, and Domino. In the course of my travels, I also ran into OVW wrestler J.D. Michaels and former WWE superstar Aaron the Idol Stevens. So it was a pretty action-packed day.
I really got to work on that Teacher's Pets induction. That was bad.
I felt so bad for Idol because he is a very good wrestler. He's a very solid performer. Why did they take away the greatest entrance in all of wrestling? And I mean, it was better than Eminem.
I have no idea. Maybe because they would have to hire two more talentless bimbos?
One of those talentless bimbos turned into Ariel. I forget who the gal in white was.
I reiterate myself.
Ariel's not a talentless bimbo, but I'm not going to argue with you about that.
Well, she's a good actress. We'll not count that against her. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call us, the number is 646-716-9678, or talk to us, because it kind of gets lonely with just me and Nikki here, doesn't it?
Or in cases of minor disagreements, they could turn a bit violent. But I'll maintain my composure.
Thank goodness. And we also have the chat rooms open. The chat room open for you if you want to contact us and all that good stuff. So let's not waste any time. Let's get the show on the road. And we'll start with the pay-per-view that happened on Sunday, which is, of course, Judgment Day. Thankfully
which,
not. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
With Judgment Day, which unfortunately was not T2 Judgment Day.
I won't complain. I ordered the pay-per-view. It was quite good. It was better than what I was expecting. But then again, I don't like going into a pay-per-view with low expectations.
I believe that is correct, ma'am. First things first, let's start out with, what do we have here? Oh, yeah, right here. Cena JBL was the first match out. Now, how long has it been since JBL and Cena were the first match of a pay-per-view?
Then again, the last time I remember them tangling pay-per-view-wise was the Judgment Day 3 or 4 years ago. With the I Quit match, that was absolutely brilliant. But I can't tell you how long it's been since John Cena has been a curtain jerker.
You'd have to go back to... Excuse me. You would have to go back to 2004... for WrestleMania. I am not kidding about that. That's how far back you have to go.
I'm surprised it's not further.
Uh,
Unfortunately, the fact that it was the opening match is probably what hurt it even more, because you really couldn't go into the wild street fight style brawl that really makes their matches. We know that JBL is not a technical genius. Cena is decent, not an amazing technical athlete either. So, unfortunately, this was the bad match of the night.
Well, all three of us got that one right. Me, you, and DJ, who's absent tonight.
He might pop up. You never know.
Right. All of us got that one right. Cena would win.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next match of the night was the In Crowd, which is John Morrison and The Miz against CM Punk and Kane. Nice, solid back-and-forth match with the In Crowd pulling it out.
I just couldn't see any reason to put the tag belts on CM Punk and Kane. There was a minor storyline possibility, but nobody likes Kane enough to give him a second belt. You look how long it took him to put the ECW title on him.
That's right. And therefore, me and you got that one right.
Mm-hmm.
So, go us.
Absolutely.
Now we have Michaels versus Jericho, which, by all accounts, would have been a fantastic match.
And it was. Hands down, this was match of the night. I love watching these two work together. I love the work at WrestleMania 19. I believe they had one more run-in before Jericho had left us in late 2005.
And as it turns out, Michaels won that one, and all three of us got that one right.
Which is a shame. Jericho, I really wanted Jericho to pull that one off.
Now we had the Diva three-way. You know, just your average ho-hum Diva match. Nothing overly exciting about this one.
Go ahead.
With, as usual, Mickey winning it out, because two heels, one face equals face winning.
Hark, that just sounds like something I might have said.
Well, that's because I just listened to our show a couple hours prior to this show. And all three of us got that one right. All of us said the Centaur would win.
She is not a horse.
Well, she's got an ass like a Centaur, though.
No, it doesn't have two extra legs attached to it.
And now we get to Undertaker versus Edge. Another really good match between these two. Has there ever been a bad match between these two on pay-per-view?
I can't think of it.
Neither can I. Undertaker wins by count out and wins the title. However, we go to Vicky Guerrero. Hostile crowd that night, eh?
I wish I could hear it. That thing is popping, it's just blowing out my speaker.
I am here to make an announcement.
That's all we need to hear about that.
I hope our audience could hear that, because all I heard was poppity 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 pop. I'm glad I got the pay per view. I hate to be the only person on the planet to defend Vicky, but she's right. A championship cannot be won on a count out. So technically, if nobody had the title, then the nobody would retain. Just as if Edge had the title and Undertaker won it on a count out. The rules make sense.
A nobody wins the title? You mean Vince McMahon has another title run?
Vince McMahon isn't nobody. But I'm saying that a held up title cannot be won on a count out. He is right. Stupid as it sounds.
Well, with that said, you're the only one who got that one right.
Did I get it 100% right? Because I didn't think Edge was going to... I didn't know if Edge could win it.
Well, it didn't matter. You picked Undertaker to win. We did have a surprise match, by the way, MVP versus Jeff Hardy.
Which was surprisingly good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it thoroughly, and... If I recall correctly, I think Jeff pulled it off.
And we have a phone call. Caller, hello.
Hi, everybody!
Hello?
Who's this?
It's DJ.
Oh.
How you doing, DJ?
A little bit late tonight. I have to leave a little bit early, so I figured I'd at least call in for a little madness. How's everybody doing tonight?
Not too bad. I'm surprised I didn't see you in Louisville yesterday.
I'm home for the Memorial Day weekend, so I'm taking it easy this weekend.
That's cool.
I would have liked to see. I think, is that where Morrison and Elijah and all them were last night?
Not Morrison. Elijah was there. Photo opportunities. You couldn't get everybody, I can tell you that. Domino would take a picture with just about anybody. If you stuck around long enough, you could have gotten Jesse and Festus and Elijah Burke and probably Jimmy Wang Yang.
Wow, they were all there.
We also had Melina, Jillian Hall, who didn't want to be there the way she was acting. JTG from Crime Time. Some of the OVW guys were there. It was actually a pretty pleasant time, and they had a huge turnout.
Was this at Six Flags?
No, this was at Black Widow Customs, Victoria's new auto customs place.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the OVW show.
Everybody asked me if I was going, and you know I would have been there. I had an interview this morning, so I had to come back up to Columbus. If I didn't have to come back up, I'd have stayed down there because it was the guest was Tommy Dreamer.
Because I knew that there was a show in Louisville the other day where Morrison and Burke were there. I thought that's what you were referring to.
Nope, not that one.
They did it's not MNM, it's MMM, because now Morrison Mercury and Morrison Matthews and Melina, because they did a little angle with the taping the other night. So that's
cool.
What I thought you were. Anyway, I heard about Victoria's opening, and I knew they were going to send some people, but I just didn't know it would be like a whole boatload of superstars, which is pretty cool.
Like I said, everybody but Jillian was glad to be there. Everybody was in great spirits. The OVW people that were there really made it. You would have had a rare treat at grabbing Idol Stevens.
Wow, that's surprising that Jillian was kind of, she's always really, really pleasant.
She was really, really shy and quiet.
Well, must have been
I don't know what... Must have been a bad day.
And I think we're all entitled to have one of those.
That's why I'm letting MVP them ride.
MVP lost to Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy won the surprise match. We get to the main event. Trips versus Orton. Kel Surprise. Trips wins. And all three of us got that one right.
Because there's no way they're going to put the belt back on Orton not right away, anyway.
So now we have the final results. DJ, you got 4 out of 6 right. I got 5 out of 6 right. And your winner, and still NAWC Fizzleweight Champion of the World, Nikki Heyman.
I'm glad this is radio. That means I can dance.
And you get serenaded by Patrick Wayne. Well, that's 2 in a row. We'll have more pickups next week when we have WWE whatever.
One bad joke.
Uncensored.
Yeah, you got a name for it?
Hello,
DJ?
I'm here. Still here.
Hey, you got a bad nickname for One Night Stand?
I like the moniker that Mr. Saddleman has been using, WWE Uncensored, but I'm inclined to go with WWE Raw Gimmick Match. Gimmick Match Night, something, because that's all it is. It's not Extreme Rules, it's just gimmick matches that we've seen a million times that aren't really that special. I don't know.
I think the worst one, yeah, the worst one I've heard is WWE Lockdown.
Yeah.
But yeah,
hey,
I'm going with.
We got some news to talk about. How about this one? The end of an era. The end.
That could be anything.
Of heat.
Oh.
Ooh.
I did not know this.
Here's the news from a PW Insider. World Wrestling Entertainment will pull the plug on WWE.com's Heat series and bring ECW on Sci-Fi tapings to the Raw brand tapings this June.
Ooh.
Following a company tour of Australia, according to multiple sources. The plan is to have the ECW brand performers on the Raw tapings as a way to increase interest rates in the Tuesday night Sci-Fi series, which will now be taped prior to the live Raw broadcast under the plan. One would assume ECW talents will also join Raw house shows as well, but that has not been confirmed. The SmackDown tours will become standalone tapings and house shows for that brand alone. Heat, which originally ran on the USA Network, then MTV, has been in production since the late 1990s. It was moved to an internet platform when WWE returned to the USA Network. Internationally, WWE has already informed TV affiliates that a WWE Classic series using old footage would be replacing Heat shortly.
Awesome.
So am I hearing that right? We're getting ECW's brand-specific house shows again?
No, we're getting SmackDown brand-specific house shows.
If that's the case, they're going to have to move Raw guys over to SmackDown because SmackDown has trouble filling out an entire show by itself. They're going to need those ECW guys to kind of fill out the card, so to speak. So if they're going to put those ECW guys on Raw with all the loaded roster that Raw has, they're going to need to drastically move Umaga over, move Kennedy over, move a lot of those guys over to SmackDown in order to fill out that roster, because it'll be depleted if they take away ECW.
I think that'll get corrected. Hopefully, if they if they're still thinking about and actually do the draft like they did last year.
Might be a good time to do it. You're right.
Hello?
Hold on. Let's see if I got this. Damn it, why won't it? There, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Hello?
Hello, who's this? Hi, Brandon. How are you?
So they're finally pulling the plug on Heat, right?
Yep, after about 10 years.
Yeah, I was wondering when this was going to happen because it's kind of pointless on the internet anyways. I mean, Val Venus main evented sometimes, so whatever. But,
hey, don't be nice to Val Venus.
I love Val Venus, but he just hasn't been used, of course, and I'm sick of watching him lose.
Yeah, you can only, I understand what he means. You can only have so many Val Venus Snitsky matches to headline Heat. I mean, there's combinations you can go with.
Oh, God. Yeah, and trust me, I do love Val Venus, and this does mean less work for him, but I was pretty excited when the whole roster was taking on Cena and Orton, and Val Venus started kicking Randy Orton's ass. That was pretty cool. Which means he should get a WWE title shot, but anyway, yeah, Heat ending. I guess it really doesn't matter. I kind of forgot that it exists sometimes because it's not on TV anymore. I don't really watch a lot of internet shows, but there you go.
The only time I see Heat is if I'm actually at the show. So.
The only times I ever see Heat is if I'm bored and I want to go to WWE.com.
Yeah, well, I never really watched it a lot myself, but I always just sometimes see usually like you guys said, Snitsky versus Val Venus or Trevor Murdoch versus some guy or whatever, but when do they do Heat, like before Raw or something?
Yeah,
usually
Raw.
Yeah, because we're usually in our seats by 7:30, so they run a dark match and then we get the three or four Heat matches. So, actually, the Heat that I got to see in Detroit just before Judgment Day was not horrible. Let me get my get the match lineup from that night. We had the Natural Nick Nemeth versus the former K-Quick Ron the Truth Killings. Hacksaw Jim Duggan defeated local talent CK3. Katie Lee and Paul Burchill utterly destroyed Super Crazy. And our main event was Lundrick versus Charlie Haas and Robbie McAllister.
I'm sure this show is gone too, but what was the name of that other show that was kind of
Velocity?
Yeah, Velocity. Yeah, that show's dead too, right?
Long since.
Yeah, it transformed into ECW.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, yeah, ECW's not as bad as it looks. It's just like, it just needs a different name, but it's an okay show.
It should be SmackDown Hour 3.
Does this mean Velocity's coming back?
How?
Why? I'm gonna main event Velocity if they're going to bring it back.
I want to see the Gemini wrestle again. That's why.
They're not with the company anymore.
I know. They were just Velocity mainstays.
So you're going to see the dicks before you see Gemini again.
Hey, Nikki, one of the funniest things, now that Velocity has been mentioned, Andre, who you call Andre, who is Big Steve from Pennsylvania.
Yes, WCK, I know him.
Yeah, we were in when we were in Wheat one time for the SmackDown taping where Sabu jumped Rey Mysterio and the man.
I was there.
Remember that taping? London and Kendrick were in the parking. He went over to get a picture with London, who is one of his favorite superstars. And London says, "With your size and my speed, we could rule Velocity." That's like one of my favorite quotes of all time.
They should like get a Velocity title or something and change it every week. Who would win the Velocity belt? Big Daddy V?
DDT Iron Man Heavy Metal Championship.
Wow.
Hey,
a belt that was held by a ladder.
Oh.
You out, DJ?
Yeah, I have to bow out for the evening. I only have a few minutes to call in. I'm on the road, so. Anyway, I just wanted to call in and at least, talk about something. But anyway, have a good show.
All righty.
See you next week.
All right.
Hang in there, DJ.
Take care, DJ. Brennan, you want to stick around and keep on talking wrestling with us?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, right on.
All right. I'll
add what happened on Raw?
Raw.
More recent Raw that happened at Kansas City, Missouri, Kemper Arena.
The ghost of Owen Hart. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, I knew that sounded familiar.
Right. Here's what happened. Here's the dark match and Heat results. Carlito Cole defeated Wrong the Truth Killings in a dark match. What's up?
Did you just say Ron Killings?
Alias K-Quick, although admittedly he is doing more more towards his TNA character. They remixed his TNA music. He tries to talk the crowd into doing the what's up.
He's probably already made more money there than he has in TNA from that one Heat show.
Most likely.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem with TNA, I'm just saying.
Right.
Jeff Hardy is back? Damn.
No.
Yeah
he's...
Yes, he's back. I saw him come back.
You saw me see him come back. Look. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I usually don't miss Raw, but I missed Raw this week. And it says right here, Umaga versus Jeff Hardy, which I've never seen in my life before, is going to be at One Night Stand.
You apparently don't watch enough Raw.
I've seen plenty Hardy Umaga matches. Trust me.
No, I've seen two live. So.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Crime Time defeated Charlie Haas and Snitsky.
But was there
nope.
Lucha Man?
Nope.
Doesn't say.
There.
I'm getting my recap from Online World Wrestling, so that's why.
Oh, okay.
Did you just say that Prime Time was there?
Crime Time.
No,
Crime Time's back.
Oh, Crime Time. I thought there was some freaking TNA invasion going on in Heat or something.
Skipper wishes.
Yeah. Sometimes like Chris Harris on there, I saw once.
Yeah, but he hasn't been used since.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably told to take his P-45. That's for our European listeners.
I don't get it.
Me neither. Well, who gets the European title? I don't.
What P-45 means, it's take your 2 weeks.
Ah.
okay.
Super Crazy defeated Robin McAllister. Rory's still injured.
I love Super
I mean, how
Crazy.
Bad is it if you're losing to Super Crazy?
I think Super Crazy and Val Venis should, like, get into a tag team.
They never win any matches. I just want them to go against each other just so that one of them will win.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and
yeah, maybe they should
Paul
go
London
to each other.
And, all right. And Paul London and Brian Kendrick defeated Hardcore Holly and Cody Rhodes.
In a non-title match, of course.
Yeah, non-title.
Yeah, they're going to lose the titles definitely soon. I actually like that tag team combination, that way it all started with the young dude taking on the old guy. I just like that.
I just wish they would have done more with it once they won the titles.
And now we get to the actual meat. Jeff Hardy versus Umaga in a double count out when Umaga hit Jeff Hardy with sort of like a Eye of the Storm, Sidewinder thing.
Oh, okay, like a Black Hole Slam or?
Yeah.
Black Hole Slam.
Abyss.
Spinning Side Slam?
Yeah.
I saw Abyss's thing yesterday. I thought it was pretty cool, and I'm not even impressed with TNA lately.
I haven't seen his video. I only saw the one part of the disturbing video last week. I missed TNA yesterday because I was on the road.
Not much.
We'll talk about TNA later on in the show, because we need to. Because there's some interesting Kevin Nash news we got to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Wow. I love Kevin.
Vince came back and said the... Vince came to in between a Kennedy Regal promo spat and said they'll be put in a match and loser gets fired. Well, guess what happens?
The loser got fired, and that loser was Regal.
Yep.
Vince McMahon reforms the corporation?
No, not yet. He needs more people. Damn it.
I wish he would reform the corporation. That was a pretty great heel stable.
Yeah, well, that was then, this is now, even though I like the Attitude Era. They'd probably make it suck anyways, like the new DX moving along.
And I like this thing. Regal got the brass knucks, went after Kennedy, but Kennedy kicked Regal in the gut and nailed a gut check for the win.
Mic check.
Yes, mic check.
Mic check, Mr. Adam Lee. Mic check.
A gut check.
No, I just read what's on the website.
Yeah, and like Regal went to a door and like Teddy Long came out or something. Maybe he's going to SmackDown or some crap.
No, it's more like Teddy Long might end up being might be the next Raw GM.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yes, and we have to play a new sound that we have for William Regal. All right, scores. Nikki 75, Brandon 70, Regal. Time to go.
The hell? What in the world was that?
Goodbye, William Regal. I saw his penis once on pay-per-view. It wasn't very pretty, but I'll just remember the good times. You guys remember that? I don't want to start an awkward silence with that, but do you guys remember that? Like,
you're talking about the pay-per-view where he got caught in a towel, I think.
Yeah, I was watching. I was like, did I just see that? Wow. It was kind of like, what was it? Like the last Bound for Glory, where like Awesome Kong got eliminated and her gear came up and she wasn't
I heard that story. I'm glad I wasn't watching.
I was watching it live.
I'm sorry.
However, there's good news. That won't happen again because the chest plate is over her old gear. And what it was.
Yeah, it looked like two dead wielder beasts, like, hanging.
Big Daddy V was jealous, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was. Oh.
No, I think Kong was jealous because he had bigger hooters than she did.
No.
He got sent home to get his fixed.
Well, let's just say this. Yeah, Big Daddy V may have bigger breasts, but Awesome Kong sure did have some longer stretch marks. Oh!
God. Oh! Change the subject!
Okay.
Please.
Whoa!
Thank
what?
You. That's where we're at. Oh, that reminds me, Mr. Seidelman, did you see Monday night? There was a sign in the crowd that said JBL equals epic fail.
Yes, I did.
Why were you sitting there?
I have no clue. However, I must point out that my good friend Blade Braxton was at the Raw tapings, at the Raw show.
Was that him by any chance?
Was it a blue sign?
I forget.
However, he did come up. Actually, most of the signs that he had were visible during the Piper's Pit.
Okay.
And mostly everybody just remembers Blade loves Kitty and Mickey. Kitty being the name of his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey being Mickey James.
Yep.
And we set up two matches for WWE Uncensored, One Bad Joke, One Night Stand. Brandon, do you have any funny nicknames for One Night Stand?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
That works.
Yeah, I don't want to totally, like, fail right now. I'm not on the fly guy. We're just good. Okay.
We have two matches set up. JBL versus Cena in a First Blood match.
What is this?
And Orton versus Trips in a Last Man Standing match.
Well, that's good. That means Orton doesn't have to wrestle.
A lot of people usually have, like, problems with a lot of gimmick matches, but I really don't mind them. But I think it's about time that WWE tries a couple of new gimmick stuff. And I'm not asking for, like, stupid stuff like that Terror Dome or the Elevation X. Although that wasn't really new, but still.
Or reverse ladder matches.
Like King of the Mountain?
Yeah.
I don't know. One Night Stand looks decent, I guess. If you got extra money. Whatever.
It's a night of rematches, so it's... I'm flipping the coin at this point on whether or not I'm going to order it.
It's the night of rematches. Great.
I enjoy the WrestleCraft forums. We have a threads, one with WWE news and notes. Then immediately above it, we have Cherry's Cleavage Appreciation thread.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Cleavage.
Okay,
go ahead.
On to TNA news. We'll have TNA results after this one, but this one is kind of fun. Nash is auctioning off some fun stuff.
Bong?
No. opportunity to have dinner with Kevin Nash.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Are we going to go through the Taco Bell drive-thru?
No.
Damn it.
Kevin Nash has more money than that. Come on, dude.
So, come on, look.
But he'll make
you
pay the bar tab.
Going with Kevin Nash to the Taco Bell drive-thru would be a dream come true.
No, you got to do that with Cornette. And hope you get bad customer service.
It's really
okay.
Mean, damn it.
All right. Here's what the ad says. Hold on. Be the winning bidder, and you can have dinner at a beach house in Daytona Beach Shores, Florida, with one of the most charismatic icons of pop culture, Kevin Nash from TNA, Total Nonstop Action Wrestling on Spike TV. He has appeared in Paramount Pictures' The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, and Burt Reynolds, and Marvel Comics Artists Entertainment's The Punisher, opposite John Travolta and Thomas Jane. In his most recent project, he plays Bass Armstrong in DOA Dead or Alive, based on the popular video game, with Jimmy Priestley in stores now.
Wait a minute.
10 inches of...
All I heard was Kevin Nash and Beach House. I'm not homophobic or anything, but...
No, I got Weekend at Bernie's, but that was, you know...
All right,
wow.
Let me just move on. At 6'10" tall with pure muscle mass and the looks of an outlaw biker, Kevin Nash has the wit of Howard Stern and intelligent options on everything from sports to feminism to politics.
I don't like Howard Stern.
And backs up all of his claims with biting humor and surprising wisdom. Is it unusual for a man who has achieved stardom in the world of professional wrestling to read the New Yorker on a daily basis and take the lead in a philosophical conversation at dinner? It's no wonder that Kevin Nash, better known to his fans as Kevin Big Sexy Nash, is one of the most well-known personalities in the wrestling business and has established himself not only in the realm of sports, but in the entertainment world as well. Listen to this. By being the highest bidder of the auction, you get a 5-hour visit from Kevin Nash himself from around 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Have a full skirt steak dinner with Kevin Nash. Sit around a fire pit and enjoy the fire while listening to Kevin Nash answer your questions and tell his stories. Smoke one cigar with Kevin Nash. You'll have a picture taken with Kevin Nash and he will hand sign it right there. You'll get 3 days in a 5-bedroom beach house in Daytona Beach Shores, Florida. There'll also be a $300 refundable security deposit on top of the highest bid price that'll be returned at checkout. The price is not for a person, not for one person, but for up to 8 friends only. The 3-day dates must be between May 3rd and June 6th, or June 14th through the 21st, whatever schedule works for your group and Kevin Nash's busy schedule. Also, any 3 days in August or September can be used, too. Just email me before meeting to work the dates out.
Can we visit Scott Hall in rehab?
Who knows?
Is Kevin cooking?
With a kiss the cook apron?
Oh, God.
No, he'd have to kiss
so.
The cook apron.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Wow.
Caller, hello.
Making his triumphant return to the North American Wrestling Connection, he is the Rock Talk radio host, Schiller, and the bug killer, insecticidal Andy Duke.
Eek!
Oh, crap, wrong button.
Yes, your intro did bug me.
Right, you put that applause on there.
Sorry about that, Andy. I thought this thing reset. I forgot I still had it on epic fail.
Liar.
Did I miss something?
We're picking on one of our former co-hosts.
Oh, that's always fun.
But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Dinner with Kevin Nash.
Wait, how do I win?
And how
you
much?
Bid on, the opening bid is $2,300. That probably covers the 3 days of the beach house.
If I win, I'll mention you guys. Maybe you can get on the show.
Somebody want to loan me $2,300?
Oh, let me ask the dragon. Dragon?
Oh!
I'm afraid the dragon says no. He unfortunately has invested all that money in something not good.
Probably something more like into somethingawful.com.
No, Indy 500 tickets.
Probably the better investment. Where were we?
Let's talk about what happened on TNA.
Yeah, well,
I'm gonna listen.
TNA Impact.
Yes.
King of the Mountain qualifying matches. Robert Roode and King Booka are both in it. And
I believe that's true. All right, let's just start from the top. First, we start off with backstage segment. Team 3D, Borash, and question marks. Borash found Team 3D talking to someone through a small crack in the locker room, saying, "You know the deal. We got your back, and you got ours." Homicide defeated Brother Way.
Hold on.
All right, I'm back.
Wait, was Scott Hall there?
Nope.
Damn.
It's probably next door. I heard they got a ton of booze over there. Homicide defeated Brother Ray by disqualification. Homicide was about to score the pin. Brother Devon ran and whacked Homicide with a kendo stick. Hernandez ran in, then Booker T showed up and just beat the living dog snot out of Hernandez.
Yeah.
We have a couple
stable.
of We have a couple of backstage segments. One with Awesome Kong and Raisha Saeed and Borash. Awesome Kong cornered Jimmy Borash, or Jeremy Borash. Cornered JB while Raisha Saeed told Borash to read a statement and they'd be back later. Borash opened the letter and said $25,000 to wrestle fans?
I smell a debut coming.
They're gonna. Someone's gonna pull a Santino Marella.
Who knows? ODB said that the beautiful people are out of control, and she had an opportunity to get a measure of energy, then claimed that her breasts were all natural.
Liar. All right, I'll be quiet.
Well, that was awesome.
So, Angelina Love defeated ODB when Velvet Sky used ODB's flask to knock her out. After the match, the beautiful people tried to cut off ODB's hair, but Sinead O'Connor came in with the save. Oh, I mean, Roxy Laveau. I wish I was kidding, but Roxy... No, not fail. Roxy Laveau looks exactly like Sinead O'Connor back in the early 90s.
Okay.
Rex was about to cut Angelina's hair off, but the referee grabbed the shears. Yes, Rudy Charles grabbed the shears after Rex was about to cut Angelina's hair off.
Aw.
Thus, we have our moron of the week. Rudy Charles, congratulations.
The what of the week?
The moron of the week.
Has Scott Hall ever won it?
No, he hasn't won it yet. This has just started around WrestleMania.
Great.
And Small Joe picked his four people. Picked AJ Styles, Rhino, Christian Cage. Kevin Nash was going to be picked, but Joe instead named Booker T. Wonder how that's working out for him.
Nash
yeah.
needed some time off. He's having
Nash,
company.
Yeah, Nash needed to do his commitment. Frank Trigg made another appearance with Kurt Angle. Nothing much there. Oh, God.
Now what?
The Rock and... Here's a funny backstage skit. The Rock and Raven Faction wanted to audition to perform at the J. Val wedding.
The Guitar Hero stuff again?
Yeah.
I get Rock Band guitars.
Well, hang on. No, that's going a little bit too far, because then someone's going to have to drum if they do that. But Christy Hemme just, she's pretty terrible.
But boy, can she do a pair of splits. Anyways.
Yeah, me listening to her, I'd rather rub my balls against a cactus. It was pretty terrible.
Ouch.
Ow. By the way, Borash, they started to sing, but it was all lip-synced, so I have one thing to say about that.
What's that?
Girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl, you know it.
That's not right.
But unfortunately, it's oh so true.
Yep.
Then we had some more bizarre footage for Abyss, aka Chris Parks. He will always be Abyss, but he said it was time for Abyss to go home.
To TNA?
Yes.
Okay, I guess that's what it's implying. It was kind of scary, but it should be interesting to see him come back whenever he does.
We had a King of the Mountain qualifying match. Robert Roode defeated Matt Morgan. Matt Morgan probably needed the time off to do Gladiators.
Not on TV yet with that, but we're getting there.
Yep, he's
yep.
going to debut soon.
Yeah,
Eric Young made his way towards Memphis looking for Elvis Presley and his promise to bring Elvis to Slammiversary. Can we finally see a reuniting of the Flying Elvises?
No, I was thinking Honky Tonk Man would do it for the money.
I can't even see the Honky Tonk Man's neck anymore. You know, he's fat. God damn it.
Oh, God. I'm going to skip this next part. Kurt and Karen, bad.
I think Karen, she has a pretty good mic skills.
Better than Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah, but then again, the Great Khali has better mic skills. Hold on. But the Great Khali has better mic skills than Karen, than Vicky Guerrero.
In all seriousness, I think Raven's the best.
Then we had Mike today have a sit-down interview with Sting. Mike today asked Sting if he's been in contact with Jeff Jarrett. Sting talking about Jeff losing his wife and looking after his three daughters. Sting remember that Jeff Jarrett throw he and Hellwig were freaks from California.
Ooh, Hellwig. That's another great interviewer.
Oh, God.
The Warrior. Designer.
By the way, Warrior's calmed down. Now he's getting back into wrestling shape with RV Destrucity.
Yeah, I saw his return on that small show where he just, like, beat those guys up, did his signature thing where he would, like, get beat up and get back up, kind of like Hulk Hogan kind of thing. Then he shook the ropes, and it just looked really stupid because, like, it was like a smaller staged ring, and he doesn't look like the Ultimate Warrior, of course, right now, and it just didn't look right.
Then we had a $25,000 challenge. Awesome Kong defeated Melissa the Fan from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Melissa the Fan? Where did she hide her burka?
No, Raisha Saeed was right there at ringside.
Anybody could have been Raisha Saeed for that.
This Melissa was not Raisha Saeed. She was smaller than Raisha Saeed, a.k.a. cheerleader Melissa.
Okay.
I need to go back to the WrestleCraft forums for the who she actually was, but we don't have time for that.
No,
we're
we don't.
We're short on it. King of the Mountain match, Booker T defeated AJ Styles. And, yeah.
Well, even if AJ Styles is acting kind of stupid right now, I'd like to see him in it. But, oh well, I'm sure he's been in enough King of the Mountains. It doesn't matter, because I think Samoa Joe's going to retain.
Actually, what's going to happen is if Kurt Angle gets better, it'll be Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles. But the best bet is AJ Styles versus Tomko.
Well, I think either way, I think Samoa Joe's going to retain, because TNA, at least on their website, is really pushing the fact that no one at the King of the Mountain match has ever retained the heavyweight title.
True, but this also could mean that Booker T could get the title as well.
Well, see, you really can't. That's a good point too. So it's obvious that it's not really going to be very predictable. So I guess that's a good thing.
I think it's a very good thing.
Yeah, I went to last year's Slammiversary. It was pretty good.
I might have seen you there.
Really? You were there?
I was at the Slammiversary Fan Fest.
Were you? I didn't go to the Slam Fest. I mean, not Slam Fest, but Fan Fest. But were you at the show?
I was at the show.
Where are you sitting?
Fourth row. If you're walking down the ramp to the left.
I was like row four, like you know where the seats are when like the cameras, like you're watching the TV and you see the people in the background. I was in the seats where the camera was facing, like off to like the side, row four, about B22. Yeah.
Okay.
We have an update on what's going to be the biggest television disaster this side of Are You Hot?
The return of WSX.
Seriously.
Oh. Well, there you go, Nikki. There's another hater of WSX.
Thank you. I thought I was the only one.
No, no. See, look, I know WSX sucks and all that, but I just enjoyed it anyways. He's got his head in the piranhas. How do you not watch that? Come on.
Wrestling silliest explosion. Mr. Seidelman, you were saying.
Radio personality Bubba the Love Sponge. Oh, great.
Oh,
no.
O&A Party Rock.
Recently said on his program that he was asked to do Hogan's upcoming celebrity wrestling show on CMT. The show, which begins filming soon, will feature celebs training to wrestle. Of course, Bubba the Love Sponge has wrestled before. He said he couldn't do it because it would require him to take a month off from his radio program.
You better watch out for the Bubba Army, man.
And listen to who the two coaches will be. The Tampa Bay Rays' biggest fan, Brian Knobbs.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, no.
And can anybody take a wild guess on who the other one is?
Hulk Hogan?
Nope.
Scott Hall.
Ian Rotten?
No, no.
It's Scott Hall. It's
who
Scott
said Beefcake?
Who?
Who said Beefcake?
I said Scott Hall.
Oh. I thought somebody said Beefcake, but that's who it is. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is the other one.
Beefcake?
I was right. Yeah.
Somebody did say it. Andy, was that you?
Yeah, that's me, Andy.
Tampa Bay.
Quick, give us something good to close on.
Scott Hall should be champion.
Buy Fire Pro Wrestling Returns. Now on sale for $10.
Oh.
Buy it.
I'm going to buy it.
You better.
Not really.
I'll give good news. My website updates this weekend and my super blog will be posted. I promise.
Okay. Is Scott Hall going to be there?
No.
Is he, like, still in rehab?
Yeah.
God.
Salman, would you like a closing comment before we get kicked off the air?
I'll make one quick comment. William Regal suspended for 60 days due to wellness issues. Go figure. Which entitles another one of these.
Whoa!
quick closing comments.
Just get me out of here, man.
Okay. I guess we'll do that. For Brandon, for Andy Duke, for Nikki Heyman, I'm Robert Salen saying we'll see you next time on AG.
Doofus.
For all my celebrity guests, I say good night.
Hasta la, bye bye.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Andy Duke.
No problem.